Good morning, City Reach. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. We praise you, we give you glory and honor. Lord, I ask that you would allow what we've discussed to go to everyone who hears this. Let it be inspirational, let it be motivational, let it be encouraging and uplifting, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning, City Reach. I'm coming to share with you today few things I believe God has placed on my heart. Let's get right into it. With everything going on in our world these days, it can be very easy to become discouraged and hopeless. But despite your situation, God has the power to work things out. So today, I'm going to talk about things will work out. So let's jump right in. Let's take a look at a familiar person in the Bible, Joseph. Joseph, a little background, he was the son of Jacob, and he was loved more than his brothers because he was born in Jacob's old age, and he was the son of his favorite wife, Rachel. Favorite wife. Okay. He also was given a coat of many colors, which was usually given to the firstborn. And of course, that caused sibling rivalry between Joseph and his brothers. I mean, it's drama. Drama happens in families. So let's work out the scripture now. Let's go to Genesis 37. I'll start at the fifth verse. Read a few verses. Here we go. Then Joseph had a dream. He told it to his brothers. They hated him even more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. There we were, binding sheaves of grain in the field. Suddenly, my sheaf stood up, and your sheaves gathered around it and bowed to my sheaf." "Are you really going to reign over us?" his brothers asked him. "Are you really going to rule us?" So they hated him even more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream and told it to his brothers. "Look," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun, moon, and 11 stars were bowing to me." He told his father and brothers, and his father rebuked him. "What kind of dream is it that you've had?" he said. "Am I and your mother and your brothers really going to come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept this matter in mind. I'm going to stop right there. So as we look, Jacob, he had this dream. The sheaves of grain, they were all around, representing his brothers, and he had one sheaf. His brother sheaves would come and bow down to him. That infuriated his brothers. I would be kind of upset knowing that, my little brother is saying that you guys are going to have to bow down to me, or you'll respect me one day. I don't know what they were feeling, but they've already been jealous because he was the son's favorite. So now they're thinking that, he really believes that he is the best out of all the brothers. Then he told his fathers and brothers of another dream about the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars were bowing to him. So his father rebuked him, feeling some type of way as well. Sometimes it's hard to realize that there's someone younger than you or someone coming after you that you would have to answer to, so to speak. That could be difficult for a lot of people. Joseph's brothers and father's reaction can be understandable to an extent. You mean to tell me that you're going to bow down to me? That we're going to bow down to you? Who do you think you are? They get all of those questions. But this shows me a couple things. Sometimes those closest to you won't understand what God is showing you. And also shows to me that God's favor can make others angry at you. It's not your fault. Sometimes you have to realize it is not your fault. God's favor is on your life. Moving right along. Joseph was instructed by his father to check on his brothers one day. They had gone to the pasture their father's flock. They moved from their initial location, which was Shechem, to Dothan. So Joseph is out. He can't find them. He goes to Shechem. They're not there. He speaks with them, a young person there, and they tell him, "Oh, I overheard your brothers said they were going to Dothan." So he kept going. He went. He said, "Thank you." Kept going to Dothan to find his brothers to check on him, as his father said. They saw him coming in. So from afar off, they saw, "Hey, that looks like Joseph." Oh, they got so angry. They devised a plan to kill him, their own brother, which was really, really, really crazy to me. I mean, I've been mad at my sister, but not one time have I thought about killing her. Lord knows, I might have wanted to push her down. Lord forgive me, but never to the extent of murder. So that's how far that their jealousy and their anger grew for Joseph. So, but they had one brother, the oldest brother, Reuben. He had some sense. He reasoned with his brothers, like, "Let's not kill him, but let's just put him in a pit." All while he had a plan to go back and get his brother out. He didn't want to see his brother hurt. He loved his brother. So he finally talked to him. They decided that they would just throw him in the pit. That's a big brother for you. Sometimes, you know, your big brother looks you out. And God would always provide a way out, even if you don't realize you need that way out. So all the time, Joseph is just doing his normal, going to check on his brothers, doing what he was told to do by his father. And all this time of that his brothers hated him, he had one brother that looked out for him and that had him at heart. And that's his big brother. That's what he is. We might not even realize that you need help, or you need a way out, or you need some source of strength from somewhere else. God will always provide that for you. And that's what Reuben was to him. So as Joseph got closer, other brothers, they took him. They stripped him of his coat and threw him in a pit. But one thing that I didn't realize before, as I continue to read, after they did that, they sat down for a meal. A meal. Yeah. So they were like, "Oh, let's get him. Let's kill him. Okay, we can't kill him. Let's throw him in a pit." "Oh, man, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?" "Yeah, I'm hungry too." "Okay." So there must have been like a Popeyes or a Chick-fil-A somewhere close. I mean, you can't pass them up. At least I can't. Pray for me. So as we move along, there's a caravan that comes by. And brothers get the idea, let's sell them into slavery. So they sold them into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. They sold their own brother. Wow. So as we can see, man, there are so many ups and downs that you have to go through to get to your destiny. But you always got to remember, when God's in control, things will always work out. So as we fast forward even more, now Joseph is in Egypt. He was purchased by Potiphar. Potiphar took him in as a slave, but because of such a great work ethic, you know, Joseph began to move up the ladder and became very successful. So successful to the point where Potiphar placed all that he had in the hands of Joseph. He was in charge of everything. He was COO, chief operations officer, or chief executive officer, or executive assistant. So many terms, but he was the man in charge. Just a side note. Have you ever been around somebody you work with and they say there's something different about you or there's something special about you? That's really God shining through you. And I believe that's what Joseph had. I believe it was more than just work ethic. It was part of his destiny. So don't take compliments like that lightly. If you ever receive something like that, just thank God and continue to work in what God is giving you. Now, with everything going great, here comes temptation. The temptation was in the form of Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife had a thing for Joseph. She propositioned him day after day. You know, Joseph being a man of integrity, he denied her advances. He understood that Potiphar placed so much trust in him that to do something like that will betray his trust a great deal. And Joseph had a heart. Joseph loved God, and Joseph wanted to do the right thing. He realized he could not break that trust with Potiphar, which is a great thing. We should be so integral that even if we can get away with it, so to speak, we have to remember that God has given us the responsibility to do what's right. Always do what's right. So back to the story. After all these advances and all the times that Joseph turned her down, she lies on him. Wow. She lies on him and said that he tried to rape her. Like, wow. You know, rape, that's a very serious allegation. So she lets her husband Potiphar know that Joseph tried to rape me because she couldn't get what she wanted. You know, that infuriated him. So now Joseph is thrown into jail. Another pit, if you will. So this is number two. Wow. Joseph is going through a lot. I know there's some husbands out there who might have handled the situation a little differently. Throw him in jail. Yeah, he will end up in jail after I handle my form of justice. But back to the story. While in jail, he comes in contact with Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and his chief baker. So one night, each of them had a dream. They woke up very troubled. So Joseph, noticing how troubled they were, he asked them, what's going on? Are you guys okay? You know, is everything all right? And they let him know that he had dreams, but no one could interpret them. They were used to having dreams interpreted. So Joseph is like, only God can interpret dreams. Just tell me your dreams. They tell him, and in turn, he gives them an interpretation. Wow. So just another side note. In our suffering or our prison, we can't forget that God can still use us. At this time, Joseph is in jail. And God is setting the groundworks for things to come. But it starts with their interpretation of dreams, which will play into later on. Fast forward 2 years later, Joseph's still in jail, and Pharaoh has a troubling dream. It was so troubling to him that he gathered all the magicians and the wise men and whoever can interpret the dream, but no one could. So the cupbearer heard and remembered Joseph interpret his dream. Another side note, sometimes people will leave and forget about you, but God will never forget. He will bring you back to their remembrance. All right, back to the story. The cupbearer tells Pharaoh about Joseph. He gets Joseph to come. Not only does he interpret his dream, but he also gives instructions on how to deal with and handle the things that are to come. Joseph was once again placed in a position of leadership. Once again, back and forth. Sometimes you have highs and lows. God, I believe God will take you through those things just to give you that experience of dealing with situations. When you're in charge of things, you have to know how to deal with every aspect of what you're working with. If you're a CEO, he might have you doing something that you start off in the mailroom. You work your way up. You work your way up. You learn every aspect of the company. So I believe God is doing this for Joseph. Like, he's showing him, like, all right, you can be at your father's house, fine. You can be in a pit. You can be sold into slavery. You can work your way up. You can have someone lie on you. Back in jail. And you work your way up again. That should be a motivation to some of us that even when it looks dark, even when we're in our pit, God will pick us up and give us the opportunity to keep going forth. All right. So Joseph, like I said, he was once again placed in a position of leadership. During a time of famine, his brothers had to come and bow down again to him. So his dream came true. Father sent the brothers out to go to Egypt to get grains and things. It was a famine in the land. And when they got there, they didn't realize it was their own brother that was in charge of everything. So eventually the dream came true. It came to fruition that they had to bow down. And it wasn't to gloat. It wasn't to say I was right, I told you so, but to show and help them understand God's mercy and the power of forgiveness. So there's a few things I just want to leave with you, and I'm out of your way. One, having patience. Joseph was shown that he would be in power over those who despise him. However, he had to wait while continuing to hold on to what God showed him. Two, being faithful. No matter what position Joseph was in, he was faithful. Serving as a high-ranking official, denying advances from Potiphar's wife, his goal was to please God at all costs and do what's right. Three, forgiveness. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was lied on. He was forgot about. He could have held a grudge, and it shows that God can use any situation and any circumstance to turn it around for your good. So with everything that went on in Joseph's life, some would say, man, he had a bad life and it worked out. We go through many things, ups and downs. We can go through turbulence. We can go through divorce. We can go through losing a loved one. We can go through losing job. We can go through so many different things, but always remember that the person that gave us those things is the one who is in charge of everything. God can do anything. He can work things out for you. Always remember, when you're feeling your lowest, God will work things out. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time we had spending and learning your word. I pray that someone was able to understand this and that they would be touched and be motivated and encouraged to know that God is always with them. And if anything is going on, just remember that God can work things out. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you all glory and all honor. In Jesus' name, amen.